Welcome to Chapter 3 of Better Left Unsaid by Kenji 618. Just so you guys know, some updates. Hopefully I have my mic issues fixed involving it picking up random sounds, though honestly I can't be guaranteed that it won't. Anyways, there's not too much to announce. Our podcast should now be on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Podcasts, if those are preferred listening platforms. And I'll let you get right into the chapter. Disclaimer, I do not own Naruto, and unless I missed a gift stashed under my tree in the form of legal documentation that more or less summarizes Kenji 618 now owns Naruto, effective immediately, I don't think it's in the cards this year. Oh well, next year's always up for grabs. Santa better pay what he owes. Chapter 3, The First Day of the Rest of Your Life. Naruto had been frequenting the library pretty much every day with a few clones. He wanted to make enough to fill the library with them, but both Atsuto and Shiho weren't going to tolerate a library full of Narutos, but only one of them was more than enough to raise a ruckus and cause a disturbance, thus forcing him to keep the clones at a minimum, usually around 6. Naruto pitied his clones. Shiho had them reading the book she picked out to help him along with his knowledge as a shinobi. She was a nice enough girl, but reading was still ultra boring. Not even a new friend could make him think otherwise. And she didn't even have him learning cool stuff like he wanted. After she realized how much basic knowledge he lacked, Shiho saw to it that she drilled something into his head to make sure that it stuck. Her sensei didn't have any problems with her doing that, especially since she had Naruto's clones helping out, keeping the place organized. By the end of the week, one of the things drilled into his head was how to replace books and scrolls that other shinobi had checked out and returned. Naruto's clones went over basic tactics and combat strategies, yes, at least things that Shiho thought Ageni needed to know anyway. In addition, she introduced him to the immediate geography of the Land of Fire and its surrounding nations so that he didn't look a complete horse's ass when he went outside the country on missions. While Naruto's clones suffered indoors, he took his business to the woods, where he would go over his taijutsu. His choice of using Sticky Fist seemed like the most tailor-made for him at the moment, but he had to make sure his taijutsu was decent enough for it to even work. This led to him doing the thing from the other day, working with his clones to trap melee attacks like the Academy scroll instructed him. As he realized, it wasn't in the other one due to it being an intermediate scroll. He would have skipped straight to learning the new style if he hadn't been training his moves in the exact place he had been trying the other day, where he once again ran into Tenten, this time with some kid with long brown hair and wide eyes. Naruto didn't like that guy straight from the first meeting, as he looked at him like he was stupid when he told Tenten what he'd been doing when she found him. Tenten quickly informed him that he should finish learning what the Academy scroll had to teach him before anything else. When he got all haughty and asked her how she knew, she just gave him a deadpan look and asked him if he wanted her to go get Rock Lee or someone worse. Naruto politely declined that offer and took her word for it for two reasons. She already proved she could beat him, so it could hurt to actually listen to someone that proved they were stronger than him. And he didn't feel like seeing Lee so soon after getting dropkicked in the face. He sure as hell didn't want to see someone that Tenten labeled as worse. She had a point as well, that she had the benevolence to explain, to put it into perspective for him. Naruto could start from the Nibaiken scroll and master every little thing on it. It wouldn't do him any good knowing all the slick techniques available after latching onto an opponent if he couldn't even get a hold of them in the first place. After an interrupted grunt from the guy that Naruto assumed was her teammate, as well as Lee, Tenten ran off, leaving Naruto to his own devices once more. The problem was that Naruto's taijutsu wasn't necessarily bad per se. The issue was that when the spars in class started a few years back, Naruto kind of dominated. It was the only thing he was really good at when they began. He never really had to study for the entire year because he was always able to outlast his opponents and wear them down for a win. Everyone else kept getting better and learning technique while Naruto coasted on his laurels as long as he possibly could in the category. Since he hit just as hard, if not harder than anyone else, and could take 10 times the damage others could before calling it quits. And he's wound up coasting all the way to graduation. In this case, it was his one saving grace on his grades. He wasn't really bad in practice when you factor in how much punishment he could take before dropping. But take away that and he would have failed. That too. Good thing he was so damn stubborn, huh? Nevertheless, he was still taking punch after punch from his own shadow clone. He was simply having trouble getting the timing aspect of catching an attack. The clone doing the punching was absolutely loving his job for the day. Naruto had been at this for 4 days, to the point between the reading and messing around with his echolocation jutsu. And while there had been improvement, today you would have thought it was his first day. Grinning wildly as his fist connected with one of his creator's faces once more, he let the original get settled again before gleefully throwing another punch. However, this one was caught at the wrist before a return fist dispelled the clone. Naruto panted as his shadow clone disappeared in a puff of smoke. He rubbed his sore, bruised face. Finally, he laughed to himself. I got one! I got one! I got one! I finally got one! He winced at a particular stinging part of his face. It took long enough, damn it. He didn't know why it was so hard, but the reason was that his clones knew how he would try and trap a limb. They altered their punch and kick style to keep him from ever getting a hold of them. It wasn't really that he was doing it wrong. He was simply not adept enough to take on an opponent that knew what he was going to do. Man, I have to get that picture ID taken today. Naruto picked himself back up off the ground. I hope these marks go away before I get there. Naruto decided the best way to train was to work his taijutsu, which would work with his shadow clone. At the same time, he would release random bursts of chakra echolocation jutsu as a short break. Ruka said it placed a decent drain on him to use it, but so far Naruto wasn't feeling it. Naruto placed his hands in the ram seal and began charging the pulse. Chakra echolocation jutsu. Naruto let loose the jutsu only to hear a sharp cry of pain a decent distance away. Naruto looked around himself before taking off in the only direction that he felt anything big enough to be a person. Who's there? I know you're over there. He arrived at the place where he felt the presence and saw no one. Someone's messing with me, Naruto fired up another sonar pulse and felt the person quickly leaving the area. He felt like chasing after them, but he had things to do. And if they hadn't attacked him when he revealed that he knew where they were, they must not have been dangerous, right? Besides that, once they had reached a populated area, he wouldn't have been able to pursue any further. He had trouble pinpointing exact people in decent crowds. With that thought in mind, Naruto headed towards the Hokage Tower to get his ninja ID picture taken. Hinata finally stopped running once she finally reached the village itself. She had found Naruto and decided to follow him to see what he had been doing. Seeing him fail obviously hurt him, and she wanted to know if he was okay. Her surprise was imminent when she saw him make a physically solid clone that could actually fight. She almost yelled out for him to stop once she saw it start beating on him. Only after a few tries, when she saw him actively trying to counter by catching its punches and kicks, did she realize it was training. And she relaxed and simply watched with her Byakugan active so that she didn't have to move. She watched right up until the point where he left off that weird pulse of chakra. A spherical wave of chakra expanded outward from Naruto's body, and she sure as hell wasn't ready for something like that from him. From her point of view, when it hit her eyes, it was like the strongest camera flash she'd ever felt in her life. And she had to cry out in the unexpected pain at the sensation which tipped Naruto off to her presence. From there, she simply ran away as fast as she could, lest he find her, and actually ask her embarrassing questions on what exactly she had been doing there. She nervously activated her Byakugan again to ensure that Naruto wasn't near her again. And once satisfied with that, went on her own way, still somewhat shaken at her close call by being discovered by her object of admiration. Naruto cursed his revamped schedule as he walked away from the Hokage's office. He intended to do something awesome for his ID photo, but with all the stuff he'd been doing, he simply didn't have the time to set it up in time for his appointment. It was nice to see the old man smile at him and compliment him, thinking he was starting to take things seriously, but he would have rather had the fallout that would have occurred if he had done something outrageous instead. Oh well, there was always another day. As Naruto walked through the hall exit the tower, a small boy ran into his knees. Naruto looked down the front. Hey kid, watch where you're going. And what are you doing running around with that shuriken in your hand? The boy was wearing a yellow shirt with the Konoha symbol on it, gray shorts and a long blue scarf, and a gray helmet with a hole in the top for a tuft of hair to stick out of. He looked up at Naruto with a glare. You tripped me! Naruto got an angry look on his face. You tripped over your own feet and ran into me, clumsy. Don't blame me for your lack of balance. And with that, Naruto walked past him and down the stairs to leave the building. As he kept walking, the boy ran out and stopped at the top of the stairs. Don't you know who I am? I'm the Hokage's grandson. Apologize to me. Naruto scoffed and didn't even turn his head. The Hokage himself only gets me to do stuff because I actually respect him, because he earned it. If you want me to apologize to a brat like you, you're better off trying to make me yourself with action, because being his grandson doesn't mean anything in reality. After saying that, Naruto hid his hands from clear view as he let out a pulse of chakra, allowing him to feel the shuriken the boys threw. Naruto simply stepped to the side and let it fly past him. You better watch out with that thing. You might hurt somebody. The boy simply stared at him in awe until he disappeared from sight at the bottom of the stairs. A man with a long dark sleeve shirt, dark pants, wearing a headband to cover his entire head like a bandana, came up behind the boy, adjusting his sunglasses on his face. Honorable grandson, there you are. You shouldn't run away like that. Not while in the midst of my lecture. Do you want to be a powerful shinobi one day, don't you? He then noticed the boy wasn't paying attention and looked down the stairs. What do you see? The boy kept on staring. Who was that guy? He was asking himself more than anyone else. Naruto stood right behind the corner at the bottom of the stairs with a wide grin on his face. I love that jutsu so much. Oh man, that probably looked badass. I wish I made a shadow clone to let me know what it looked like. Naruto shut his eyes and walked away grinning until he himself bumped into a solid figure. When he opened his eyes and looked up, a plume was supposed to greet his face, forcing him to cough and hack somewhat. Naruto cleared the tears gathering his eyes from the smoke and saw the man with brown eyes, short spiky black hair, a beard, and his headband around his head with a cigarette in his mouth. He wore the stuff he saw a lot of Konoha ninja wearing: the black long sleeve shirt, black pants, and that vest with pouches on the chest. He also had a strange sash with a symbol for fire on it. Sorry there, kid. Naruto stopped rubbing his eyes. Why are you apologizing to me? He wasn't really used to this. People didn't apologize to him. As a matter of fact, most adults glared at him if they even bothered acknowledging he was there after something like this. Not this guy. I was the one that ran into you. The man had a calm smile on his face as he answered. Well, sometimes you gotta remember that kids younger than you are prone to accidents and the like. Just like ignorant people are going to do ignorant things. No need to try to look cool all the time. Cool just happens. You can't manipulate it. Naruto blanched, thinking the man might have taken offense to what just happened between him and the kid. So, you saw what just happened? The man nodded, and Naruto's train of thought then shifted. Hey, what are you talking about? That was cool. The man shook his head and took another drag of his cigarette. Nah, like I said, cool just happens. You just graduate from the academy? Naruto blinked before the grinning man. Whoever this was certainly was getting on Naruto's good list. He hadn't been condescending or an outright asshole to him once yet. Yeah, I have to show up for orientation tomorrow. Why? The man took on a thoughtful look. So what have you been doing this week? Naruto was about to open his mouth and go into full colorful detail on what he had been doing. From learning both his new jutsu, to the people he met, to the fight against Tenten. He was going to edit that down substantially to fit his own ego, of course. When a lesson learned hit him from Shiho's brutal method force feeding his shadow clone information. Information is one of the most useful tools at a shinobi's disposal. Even simple information, such as a person's day-to-day life or events that have transpired in the past, ranging back decades in some cases, can be a powerful weapon to be used in one way or another, either as a point of leverage or a talking point in somewhat hostile negotiations. Naruto kept his mouth shut and rubbed the back of his head. Just stuff, heh? Trying to keep busy. He so wanted to tell this guy about his shadow clones, or Iruka's echolocation jutsu that he used so much, or anything. But the sooner he could put some lessons to practice, the better things would be in the long run. Or so Shiho said when his clones griped. The man chuckled and walked on past Naruto, heading up the stairs and leaving him alone. Naruto looked at where the man had been for a moment before moving along his own way. The bearded man walked through the halls until he finally reached the office of the Hokage. He knocked on the door and opened it up to walk on it Hiruzen looked up and smiled. Ah, Asuma, what can I do for you today? Asuma stood in front of his desk and spoke with a cigarette in his mouth. Hey, Dad, you know how you sent out requests for teams? Hiruzen nodded. Well, I got one request that should be easy enough. I'm sure there won't be really anyone else jumping at the chance to take him. Hiruzen's eyebrow rose in curiosity upon hearing Asuma begin to make a request. He never requested anything. Naruto just couldn't shake the feeling of someone following him as he walked the streets of the village, sending out regular pulses of Iruka's jutsu that he started to like just as much as turning his head to look at things with his eyes. It took basically the same amount of effort. He noticed that there was something following him, but he just didn't feel like turning around to see what it was. It hadn't tried anything yet, and he was hungry. Whatever it was, it could wait until he got to Ichiraku Ramen. If you're still following me when I get to the ramen stand, I'm going to have to mess you up, Naruto shouted to whoever was following him. After walking a few blocks and another check to see if he was still being followed, he shook his head. Just as he entered the stand underneath the curtain, he formed a shadow clone that made itself scarce before anybody that cared could take notice. Taking his seat at the counter, Naruto immediately called out his order. Oi, two Uchi-Oji, one large serving of miso ramen with roasted pork fillet, and keep them coming. The middle-aged man running the stand gave Naruto a half salute and got to work on his order. You got it, Naruto. Coming right up. Ayami leaned on the counter while Naruto waited on his food. So, Naruto-kun, tomorrow, right? That's the day you become a ninja. Naruto laughed to himself. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm so excited. I don't know how I'm going to sleep tonight. I am so going to kick so much ass tomorrow. It's going to be great. His attention was directed downward at a large, steaming bowl of ramen with the works placed in front of him. Naruto grabbed a pair of chopsticks and broke them apart. Thank you for the food. The blonde stopped the chopsticks full of noodles just short of his mouth as the memories of a shadow clone and his little stalker came to mind. Across the street from the stand, the shadow clone stood with a sweat drop on its head as it stared at a square rock, looking intently at the real him eating at the stand. Naruto kicked the rock twice and deepened his sweat drop when it scuttled away from him a few feet before continuing to watch the real him. Rocks aren't square, Naruto said absently. Upon hearing his voice, the rock abruptly turned around before being thrown off to reveal the little kid he'd met at the Hokage Tower earlier. Why have you been following me around for so long? Can't you see it's chow time? The boy pointed at the clone with a shaky, accusing fever. How can he be over here? You're supposed to be over there. I heard you yell from over there. You're not the real... Ow! The clone rapped the boy on the head. Well, you said ouch, so I must be real enough, right? He stared at Naruto in awe. How'd you do that? Naruto grinned widely at him. I'm a ninja kid. Pretty cool, huh? The boy got a determined look in his eyes. All right, then. I've decided. You're going to train me now, boss. The clone almost face-vaulted itself into oblivion. What? Who decided that? Why would I want to train you? And what's with the boss stuff? I'm calling you boss because you're going to train me. I've decided on you because, well, you're awesome, boss. And this thing... with the making two of you, as well as being able to scar my location, just proves it, Kore. The clone blushed under the praise before sighing once. He thought the kid was being impressed at noticing a square rock was out of place in the middle of the street. Yeah, whatever, kid. I don't even know your name. So it's going to be kind of hard for whatever training you think I can give you. Besides, don't you already have a teacher? Konohamaru, the boy mumbled facing the ground. My name is Konohamaru. His head snapped up abruptly. But no one ever calls me that. It's always Honorable Grandson, even though my name is supposed to be easy to remember. No one sees me for me. They only just see me for the things that my grandfather did. I want people to acknowledge me. Naruto frowned as he heard the boy explain himself to him. It was kind of like him. People seemed to prefer to pretend that he simply didn't exist, and he had no clue why. At least Konohamaru had the luxury of already knowing what it was they saw when they treated him that way. It wasn't so negative. Still, the kid strangely reminded him of himself, especially at that age. He wished he had the balls to go up to someone and ask them to train him, though. All right, clone Naruto sighed. But there's really not anything I can teach you. He scratched his head. Well, there's one thing. It could work for you. And it seems to be effective on most people I use it on. The clone thought to himself, boss doesn't really need to actually go do this himself, does he? Well, Konohamaru asked excitedly once. He realized that Naruto was going to teach him something. Naruto patted the boy on the head. All right, the jutsu I'm going to teach you requires you to do a little bit of studying. Come on, let's get started. With Naruto. That really didn't work out so well for Naruto's shadow clone. Naruto's side made a bunch of shadow clones. Go with the kid and stay hidden, except for one, in case you get dispelled. This might be a really long day. The clone saluted him and took off towards Konohamaru's last location to make sure the kid wasn't freaking out at watching his instructor for the day burst into smoke. Naruto took in a sigh of relief and inhaled in the aroma of the new bowl that Ayame had just stuck in front of him. There's no way I'm going to be stuck doing that all day. Stuck doing what? Ayame asked curiously. He seemed really comforted about something. Naruto laughed. He gave her a megawatt smile. Nothing Ayame Nichon. I'm just talking to myself. Naruto arrived at the academy super early that morning and sat down before sighing to himself and pulled out a bunch of small sticky notes that Chiho made his shadow clones write down and carry home before they dispelled. Yesterday had been very troublesome for the existence of realistic replications and if the way his shadow clones had to deal with the stuff happening around them was any indication. Konohamaru's attempts to go through the research for the jutsu Naruto planned on teaching him ended in pain and anguish for Naruto's clones, even though it was always Konohamaru that got them in trouble. Maybe teaching a kid the sexy jutsu wasn't the best idea in the first place. Anyway, Konohamaru eventually got it just in time for his instructor Ebisu to show up and take him away. Honorable grandson, it's time for you to stop associating with this rabble and come with me, Ebisu said, tilting his glasses up as he looked down on Naruto coldly from a tree limb. Naruto returned his look with a glare of his own. Guys like this are always looking at me like they have a problem. What's their deal? I don't even know who this guy is, and he looks like he's trying to set me on fire with his eyes. No, Konohamaru shouted. I want to go with Naruto. I actually learned something. Check out sexy jutsu. In a puff of smoke, Konohamaru turned to a beautiful naked brunette woman that winked at Ebisu. Hey there now, how do you like my jutsu? Naruto smirked to himself. He'd actually got it down after a few hours of practice. Ebisu, on the other hand, was mortified. Honorable grandson, what kind of deplorable acts have you been coerced into by this ruffian? This jutsu is far below someone of your stature. The only guaranteed way to achieve a shortcut to Hokage is through my teachings. I'll show you the way. Naruto growled. Oi, you forget the damn way he looked for a second and think about what that kid just did. Ebisu stopped pulling on Konohamaru and looked at Naruto, who he expected to say something at any minute. Just not something like that. He expected a challenge to a fight or something. But hearing this boy, perceived as a dead last, have anything to say to him irked his ire. Oh, and what would that be, besides making himself a public nuisance and besmirching his name with your tasteless influence? Naruto's eye twitched. He wanted to fight this guy and show him what was what, but he promised too many people he'd stop acting like a bother and getting into a fight with another person so soon after being scolded for it wouldn't bode too well for him. Naruto grit his teeth and continued to speak. He did a transformation, you idiot, was all he really had the self-control to get out. Ebisu looked at Naruto expectantly as if to say, that's all you had to say? It took a few seconds, but the facts of what he had just uttered finally dawned on Ebisu as his eyes slowly panned down to Konohamaru, still trying to break his grip. After realizing that Konohamaru indeed used a jutsu that he hadn't even come close to teaching him yet, he let go of the young boy in shock. Honorable grandson, this is incredible to learn such a jutsu in one day. Naruto wanted to yell at this guy, so much for changing his tune so abruptly. Of course it only took a day, Konohamaru bellowed before running back over to Naruto. Boss taught me! Naruto patted Konohamaru on the head. Yeah, now you can use it to turn into other stuff. All you need are the hand seals now, since you already get the idea of turning into a different form. He pointed at Ebisu. That guy can do that for you later. Konohamaru frowned as he looked over at Ebisu. But boss, he doesn't teach me any cool jutsus like you do. How am I supposed to get to be Hokage if I don't learn any jutsu? You idiot, Naruto said. There isn't a shortcut. Nothing you will do will make the way to Hokage any shorter or any easier. If you really want to be Hokage one day, you're going to have to prove that you're better than me. Konohamaru gulped at that. You need a lot of guts, and you're going to fall down a lot. But if you work your hardest, one day you can be Hokage. After me, of course. Konohamaru stared at Naruto as he started walking away from both him and Ebisu. Fine, you're not my teacher anymore. From now on, we're rivals. Naruto chuckled and waved absently over his shoulder. Yeah, fine. I can keep teaching you stuff anyway. I have to start my ninja career tomorrow. And then there had been the clones that had been combing through the library for anything with a jutsu in it. The old man couldn't have been lying when he said that there were a few in there somewhere. He wouldn't have done that. But he'd be damned if he hadn't found any yet, because he sure hadn't. And whenever the clones came across anything that Shiho thought he would need, she pulled that particular clone away from searching and proceeded to make it read whatever it was. She kept on claiming seniority over him to get the clones to read what she told them to, and accentuated the fact that he'd have to learn how to take orders he didn't like, so he might as well get used to it. Poor clones. Better than him, though. Hey, Naruto looked up to see a boy with black hair and a ponytail, giving him a pineapple look, looking at him lazily. What are you doing here, Naruto? This is for students that graduate. Naruto flicked the metal on his headband around his forehead. He still wore the goggles as well, just around his neck. He might need them at some point, so why not? You see the headband, Shikamaru? That means I'm a ninja just like you. Ugh, troublesome. Shikamaru rubbed his neck before going to find his own seat, leaving Naruto back to his own devices. Hinata's breath hitched in her throat when she saw Naruto sitting in class. Naruto passed after all. I'm so glad. However, she really hoped he hadn't caught on to her tailing him the other day. Ha! Huh, take that, Ino Pig. I got here first. Naruto turned his attention to the top of the stairs, where he saw an out-of-breath Sakura and Ino. Sakura looked down to his level and put on a sweet face. No way. Is she looking at me like that? When Sakura began moving his way, he took a chance that he probably knew the results beforehand. He's standing up to greet her. Hey there, Sakura-chan. Get out of the way, Naruto. Sakura bowled him over, moved directly to the seat behind him. Good morning, Sasuke-kun. She pleasantly greeted the boy in question, seated directly to her left. Naruto picked himself up off the ground as a bunch of girls in the class began fighting over who was going to take that seat. What the hell was that for? Shiho says being nice to girls will get them to like you. And she hasn't hit me once all week. I just don't get girls at all. Naruto leered at the object of all the commotion, one Sasuke Uchiha. Naruto smirked himself. It was only a matter of time at this point until he could go and prove that he was better than Sasuke was. Let Mr. Popularity enjoy his last day as top dog. Once things got going, Naruto would be the one who was seen as the best. With that in mind, Naruto took his seat and went back over the notes that he had placed in front of him on his desk, with much trouble to his attention span due to the harping on by all the girls around Sasuke. Seriously, how could that bastard keep a stone face in the middle of all that? He had to have nerves like a river stone to not let it show that it was bothering him one way or the other. What are you doing, Naruto? He looked up to see a boy in a hooded parka with fur lining the edges. He had red marks on his cheeks and rather feral features, and a white puppy on top of his head. Why are you studying? That's kind of the opposite of what you should be doing here. School's over. Naruto chuckled nervously. Well, a friend of mine wanted me to go over some stuff that was supposed to help me out. Nothing big. How was he supposed to say he had clones running about the library every day this week going over things? That probably would have made him a laughingstock. Keep a grin, showing sharp canines. Well, you can study all you want to. It doesn't matter. Me and Akamaru are going to blow right past you. Whatever it is they have us doing now. Right, boy? A yap of affirmation from the puppy on his head sounded out. Naruto stood up from his seat and held up a fist. Yeah, right. I'm going to get out of here and hit the top in record time. Then you can tell all your children one day you're in class with the new Hokage. They don't let Dobes be Hokage, one random boy shouted out, engulfing the whole room in laughter. Shut up, Naruto barked back. I could probably be anyone in this room right now. Could he? Yeah, he could. He knew none of these guys were as good as Tenten was. He had been training all week, and he was sure no one else had done anything. He was Uzumaki Naruto. He was that awesome. Of course he could. None of that stuff is going to matter once we get out of here and missions start. We're all getting now. Well said, Naruto, Iruka said as he entered the room with a clipboard. You're all, as of this day forward, official shinobi of the Leaf Village. You're all expected to carry out your missions to the best of your ability for your home and for your comrades. I just want to say that I'm proud of you all, and I wish you all luck in your future as ninjas and kunoichi of our village. He gave a short speech a moment to sink in before clearing his throat. Now, I'm going to begin the announcement of the squads formed for the duration of your tenure as genin. This got everyone's collective attention. All of the would-be jonin sensei were in the office of the Hokage, looking through his crystal ball at all the rookies. Hiruzen looked at Asuma, who had foregone the cigarettes due to the room being so crowded. Is there any particular reason you asked for the addendum to your team, Asuma? Asuma smirked when all eyes fell on him. Trying to put me on the spot, huh, Dad? All right, I'll explain it afterwards. Aruka continued listing off names on his clipboard. Team 7 will be Akemichi Choji, Harunu Sakura, and Uchiha Sasuke. Your instructor will be Hitake Kakashi. Shirato! Sakura explained after hearing your team. Take that, Ino Pig. True love conquers all. Ino placed her cheek in her hand in a dejected fashion while Sakura continued to celebrate. Sakura turned to Sasuke with hearts in her eyes. Now we'll be on the same team, Sasuke-kun. Isn't that great? was the stoic Genin's response. Nara had to bite back a snort of laughter at that. It was clear that Sasuke cared so much about his predicament. Team 8 will be Hinata Hyuga, Kiba Inazuka, Aburame Shino, with Yuhi Kuranai as your Jonin Sensei. Aruka said that as the three young ninja mentioned all acknowledged that he had been hurt. Team 9 is still in circulation, so we'll move on to Team 10. Team 10 will be Yamanaka Ino, Naru Shikamaru, and Uzumaki Naruto, with Sarutobi Asuma. Ah, Ino said as her head slumped on the desk. I got a lazy bum and the dead last on my team. Why me? Naruto rolled his eyes at Ino's words and kept his eyes on Shiho's notes. Why did she give me these? Only thing that's been useful so far was the one that told me we were going to be broken up into squads like all getting word. Other than that, these have been a waste of time. And that's all for now. You'll all be picked up by your respective Jonin Sensei after lunch. Until then, get together with your team and get to know them. And one more time, good luck to you all. Aruka spared the class one last glance before leaving the students on their own. Naruto picked up his notes and stuck them inside his jacket just as Ino came down from her seat behind him with her hands on her hips. All right, you and Shikamaru are coming with me. Troublesome, Shikamaru said before pointing his thumb in a direction. What about Choji? What about him? Ino asked, still sounding short-tempered about how the teams panned out. Shikamaru and Naruto both pointed towards the door where Sasuke walked out, being audibly trailed by Sakura, trying to curry his favor as they were on a team now. Do you really think he's gonna be welcome eating lunch with them, the lazy boy said, before motioning Choji down to come closer where they were. Naruto spoke up. Yeah, it's all right to me. Choji can come on over, no problem. The plump boy in question took a seat next to Shikamaru before breaking on a bag of chips as he began to snack on. Naruto looked at a slightly fuming Ino and Shikamaru, who had both of his eyes closed as he leaned back in his chairs. So I guess we're teammates now, huh? He said with a slight laugh, losing it when Ino glared at him. Alright, it's pretty simple why I chose Naruto to round out the team instead of going with Choji in the end, Asuma said. While he's not really smart, I think that Shikamaru is hiding a major brain somewhere, so he'll be the intelligence. Ino is bossy enough to keep them both in line, and Naruto's going to show more than enough effort during actual training to inspire the other two to improve. Besides, with the Naruto hold opponents in place, I'm sure that kid is going to have some knockout power to him sooner rather than later. Heroes inside. You know Kakashi wanted him for his own squad, right? Asuma smirked and placed a cigarette in his mouth. And where is he again? All the other Jonin in the room snickered quietly when it was clear that he wasn't there at the time. Oi, Kuranai! The bearded man said when his cigarette was snatched from his mouth by a stunning raven-haired woman with striking red eyes. Kuranai tossed the cigarette aside. But take him on to your team. Aren't you a bit concerned about you-know-what? Asuma shrugged. Why should I be? Has anybody ever heard of any episodes taking place with the kid? Ever? At this point, he might as well not even have it for all the influence it has over him. He's going to work out just fine on my team. I know he will. Nodding at the points his son made, Hiruzen gave a knowing smirk. I believe Naruto is going to have a few surprises for you already in regards to his performance on your team. It's been a week, a random shinobi said. He was dead last of this year's graduates. How much could things have changed in a week? A week, Hiruzen thought. Try 24 hours. He looked at the man that had spoken with an even gaze. A week is far more than an ample amount of time for any competent shinobi to improve if driven. I can assure you that Naruto-kun has incredible drive. And that's why I wanted him, Asuma said before placing another cigarette in his mouth, making sure to keep it away from Kuranai. I mean, someone has to have enthusiasm on my squad. I have a slacker, a loudmouth, and a knucklehead. It actually sounds like fun to me. He sparked up his lighter, placing it under his cigarette to start smoking. Ino had pretty much demanded that they all leave the classroom for lunch. Shikamaru thought it better to go along with it argue about something that he didn't care about. Shoji went along with him on that, and Naruto just didn't care at the moment. He was too excited thinking about the things they were going to do after their Jonin sensei showed up after lunch. They all ended up sitting outside on the awning next to the main academy building. Ino was eating her lunch quietly. She looked over her teammates. She wasn't terribly unfamiliar with Shikamaru, seeing as how both their fathers were teammates and good friends. His grades and overall performance in the academy were abysmal, to say the least. He was always asleep in class, even after Aruko woke him up multiple times a day. Lazy bum. And then there was Naruto. He wasn't a lazy ass like Shikamaru, but his grades at the academy were even worse than his were. He constantly failed even when he would show up, and he spent most of his time, as much time sleeping as Shikamaru. He was the slowest to get all the jutsu taught in class down. He couldn't even do a clone jutsu by the time of graduation exam. How the hell did he pass anyways? She was cursing God in her head for giving her such a bottom-of-the-barrel team to work with. This was going to be terrible. Naruto wasn't even eating. He didn't have a lunch with him anyway. He was simply grinning madly about finally being a ninja. He had his own team, a cool high-class Jonin to teach him how to kick even more ass. Maybe he even had techniques that were as cool as the one Aruka taught him. He didn't mind his team too much. Shikamaru was an alright guy, and Ino was bossy, but it wasn't anything he couldn't deal with, he was certain. Shikamaru wasn't really thinking about either of his teammates at all. He knew enough about Ino to know she was going to be troublesome, and he knew how to handle her. Naruto, on the other hand, was just going to be flat-out troublesome. Nothing he did or could ever think of would change or lessen that, so there was no need to waste effort trying to deal with it. He was more concerned with Choji on Team 7. He hoped his old buddy would be alright on that team, but then again, Choji was strong. He knew he'd be fine. "Alright," Ino stood up. "I think our team needs to blow everyone else's out of the water, especially Forehead Girl's team." Naruto nodded fervently in agreement. "Yeah, I need to wipe that superior look off of Sasuke Temmie's face anyways. Don't worry, I'm right there with you, Ino." Ino glared at him, confusing him. Why was she upset? All he did was agree with her. "Idiot, you can't be Sasuke-kun. He's the best genin in the entire village." She really hadn't been exposed to very many real ninja, had she? Well, he hadn't either, until this week. Naruto snorted. "My ass he is. I met some other genin in this village. If Sasuke Tama can beat those guys here now, I'll eat my goggles." Ino fumed at Naruto's claims of Sasuke's false superiority while Shikamaru sighed. "Ino, isn't that counterintuitive to what you just said? You just said to beat Team 7. Well, Sasuke's on Team 7. So you're getting mad at Naruto for agreeing with you. But then again, I don't know why I care. This whole thing is troublesome." He looked over at Choji. "You might have been better off seeing if your team would actually eat with you. It would have been less trouble than this." "It's all right, Shikamaru. I don't mind," the agreeable portly boy said as he popped open a fresh bag of chips before noticing that Naruto hadn't eaten a single thing. "Chip," he offered the blonde boy. Naruto noticed him talking to him and smiled. "Thanks a lot, Choji." Naruto reached in and grabbed a few before Choji gave some to Shikamaru as well. All three boys were seated, munching on chips while Ino was crying over her rotten luck. Naruto grinned at her. "It'll be fine, Ino. Stop worrying about it. I'm sure Shikamaru isn't as lazy as he seems when something actually important happens." The girl had to admit, he was right. He did graduate just like everyone else did, after all. "And what about you?" Ino replied, running a hand through her light blonde locks. "He might be able to get himself up for when big stuff happens. But what about you? You can't really turn stupid off like that." She knew Naruto failed, on the other hand. Everyone did. It was so evident on his face when he came out of the academy that day. Why was he here? Nobody told her that. Naruto gave her a deadpan look. "Yes, you can." Ino raised an eyebrow at him. "No, you can't. You just can't fix stupid, Naruto." "Yeah, you really can't. Trust me," Naruto insisted. He damn well knew he was bad in the academy. Was it really that bad? Ino didn't even believe in him enough to think he could be useful in a real situation. As far as she was concerned, Shikamaru was more useful in a high-stress situation. That was a heartbreaker. It's called a library, Ino. That place pretty much was invented so that stupid people could fix being stupid. Ino almost dropped her jaw at hearing that. Shikamaru actually opened his eyes to stare at Naruto in surprise, and Choji actually stopped eating to gape at him. "You go to the library?" all three of them said at the same time. "I sure do," Naruto said rather proudly. If it was able to get that kind of reaction out of them, then he must have been doing something right. Every day since graduation, he neglected to mention that he's more or less tricked into going once by the Hokage, and then basically guilt-tripped into returning by Shiho. Still, after you get used to the library, it really isn't a bad place at all. Kind of boring, though, but Shio's company made even that manageable. "No way. set in disbelief. The dead lass that never even cracked a book to study all these years went to the library all week in his own free time. I was barely under the impression that you could read. Naruto frowned. That's mean, Ino. He was starting to get tired of all the cracks in his intelligence. No, he wasn't smart, but there was someone out there stupider than he was. It was the basic law of the world. Somewhere out there, there had to be someone that existed that was dumber than him. Ino, stop trying to antagonize Naruto, Shikamaru cut in. Getting tired of hearing Naruto get grilled over this. If he did, he did. It couldn't be a bad thing if he went in all week. You should actually be happy about it. Ino blinked at Shikamaru before turning back to her fellow blonde. Well, it's not like I'm mad at him for doing it, but why? Didn't you have anything better to do for the rest of the week? Like hang out with someone? Come to think of it, she never really saw Naruto anywhere with anyone. Shikamaru was at least usually with Choji. Naruto shook his head. Other than play pranks, I really didn't. All I had to do was train and go to the library, because I promised not to pull any more pranks. Unless someone gave him a seriously good reason to do so. Luckily for everyone, no one gave him a reason to do so yet. But he was feeling pent up, needing to vent in a pranking fashion on someone. And Kami help him, the poor bastard he decided to unleash it on. Training too, Ino said. Naruto trained? Since when did Naruto actively train without being directed to by someone? He barely did it when Iruka had everyone doing things in class. Yup, Naruto grinned reassuringly at her before sticking out his. So like I said, everything's going to be fine. Just fine. We got through the academy in one piece. We can handle anything they throw at us, right? Shikamaru looked at Naruto before smiling at him. It's going to be totally troublesome. I can just feel it. But you got it, Naruto. We can handle whatever. Naruto looked over to Ino with his vibrant blue eyes that exuded confidence before she smirked and flipped her ponytail back. Well, I suppose I have to agree, right? I mean, who else is going to dig you two idiots out of the fire when everything else goes wrong? I have to be there to save you both. I'm sure that will get Sasuke-kun to see how much better than forehead I am. Naruto laughed and threw his hands behind his head. All right, so we're a team, right? Team 10, Shikamaru agreed. Ino sighed. I'd still much rather be on Sasuke's team, though. She perked up and winked. But yeah, Team 10. Author's end of chapter notes. Hello, all. Yes, I know not much happened in this chapter, but patience, please. Things must be set before I take this where I need it to go. So in due time, the pace of things will quicken. Until then, it's a celebration, bitches. I hope you all had some happy holidays, because me being a grown-ass man of 19, I didn't get shit. Hell, I'm too old for gifts anyways. I don't even know what I want. Actually, that's wrong. I did get what I wanted. My goddamn Ford Taurus out of the shop. Then again, I laid down a lot of bones for that, so it wasn't a gift to myself. It was a necessity. Anyways, I'm done. I need to go install a door, as I'm extremely busy these days. Any questions that I can actually answer without blowing storyline? Or that aren't kind of stupid, as I'll always do my damnedest to respond in a somewhat timely manner. Cheers, everyone. Kenshi out. So, just some final things. No updates for this week. As you probably heard in the opening, we are now on Google, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon. Though I did notice a few people have already started listening on Apple Podcasts. Anyways, I'll see you for the next release. Until then, have a good week.